This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of October, 1962. The title of this lecture is Making a Goal Fire. This tape is 70 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is, what's the date? 4th of October, AD 12, St. Hill Special Briefing Course Lecture Number 2. Okay, pursuant to what I was just telling you a few minutes ago, we had a little bit of trouble recently in California. Poor Chuck was feeling rather sad, so we chased him into the HCO for a check, and sure enough, we slam. Yep. He slams on me, and the op term is someone who won't duplicate me. And Ava slams on Scientology and Ron. The dynamic is people with a cause, and the item is someone willing to wipe out victims. Now you see? All right, well, that's nothing particularly discreditable. It's all within the realm of salvage. You see, it must be well within the realm of salvage with Julia sitting on top of it. Because they already got the dynamics and items. We're just within a few inches of goal. That's easy to do. And down in Johannesburg, we'll have that situation well under control. But undoubtedly, there was somebody rock slamming down there madly, and they let the organization go down and down and down and down. And all of a sudden, I found out quite by accident that they were facing almost immediate wipeout financially. Because the St. Hillers that were there were only two, were doing all outside private PCs for themselves. And were doing none for the HGC. So no clearing was taking place. And there was just a little bit of staff clearing going on, and clearing was being relegated for the chosen few. So we're having to remedy this situation. Right now, their head's flying. And it was very upsetting. It made me late for supper, and I couldn't give the children their movie. But I'm afraid that's all the damage it will do. When you're sitting with a fistful of answers, you don't worry much. Because you can straighten things out. But it looked grim there for a little while, man. It looked grim. Boy, I walked in there this afternoon. You should have seen my desk. It was stacked high. Somebody has been very busy sending telegrams to practically everybody in the world to send telegrams to me, see, protesting any action I was taking to set the organization back together again. And my action was simply to put the St. Hill graduates in the HGC and start clearing people for the organization, not privately, just to salvage the organization. And this is the action being protested. There it is. Not a very survival activity, huh? Defix, defix, defix. But life can get trying. And the breakdown at that particular point was no auditor in the vicinity was alert to this sec check bulletin. Nobody suddenly walked in and started putting people on the meter and say, all right, consider committing overts against Hazy Joburg, you know. And they would have picked up two or three slammers in key positions, and that would have been that. Auditors don't realize that they live by the meter. And that their problems are solved by the meter, and their problems aren't solved any other way. There's a member on our staff in there this afternoon was telling me about solving problems, but said he left his meter home. Well, now how could he leave his meter home? That seems adventurous, because he has callers all the time, and some of those callers are all ARC broke. The proper action is not sit there and smooth something out. Let this The staff member is learning and advancing, and I'm very proud of him because he did some auditing on the person, not argue with him. But he should have had a meter because I know there was another withhold. See? You have every right to put people on a meter. Don't get driven off of a meter. And as far as arguments are concerned, there's no sense in having arguments. I told you that adventure I had in Washington. Well, they all work out like that. Well, what's the idea of talking to somebody for 5 hours trying to argue into them? Because, I can tell you by experience, you'll never argue them into anything. You cannot argue them into anything except auditing. Now, accept that. Bang. You ever try to educate a PC over the top of his aberrations? Why argue with a PC? Now, I don't mean to give anybody any black eyes, because all we're trying to do is keep the show on the road and keep things together and keep things rolling. We will. Because mostly right is on our side. We're not trying anything horrible to anybody. You only start breaking down when right is no longer on your side. When you are no longer a companion of truth. And that is when your light starts to dim. An altar is sets in, and there goes the GPM, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and there you are. And it's not always true on all planets that I come along at the opportune moment. So I'll give you a little piece of advice for the future. Live with truth, and thy light will always shine bright. Now, the subject I should be talking to you about is listing and goals finding and all that sort of thing. But the thing I'm going to talk to you about right now is how to make a goals fire. That is the subject of this lecture, whatever preamble it had. How to make a goal fire. How to find the goal, it's the goal, it's the goal. When is a goal, is a goal, is a goal? Subject of this lecture. A goal is a goal when it fires. Well, how do you get a goal to fire? By finding it. And by grooming it up. And with good auditing. There is nothing as sacred to a PC as the arrow lodged in his heart. That is a jewel beyond price. It must be handled with a maximum of sacredity. You just make a comment on some PC's goal sometime, and it'll take the auditor half an hour to clean it off. It's peculiarly vulnerable to invalidation, suppression, and other buttons. I had a big problem up to the demonstration you saw last night. And that was that some PCs are more suppressive than others. And there are some people whose goals are very, very hard to fire. And I thought it was a special button, and it's not. It's a special action. We got the buttons. What we need is the special action. And what you saw last night on the TV demonstration of October the 3rd was a routine goals prep check on an item and on a goal. That was routine. And I went off the TV demonstration, turned around to another PC, audited the other PC about an hour and a half, hour 35 minutes, and made a goal fire with the same action as I had used on TV. So that's that, because both these PCs have been worrying me about not being able to make the goal fire. It's obvious it was a goal, but I couldn't make it fire. I was looking for special buttons. It wasn't a case of special buttons. It's a case of special action. That special action is this Goals prep check. And I wish to recommend to you highly this Goals prep check. Now, I will tell you how you do a Goals prep check. You find out when the goal you are prep checking was found, and you go a month earlier. Let us say it was found on the 2nd of September, 1961. Obviously, it only needs August in the auditing command. So you don't quibble about dates. It's the month before it was found. Even if it was the 1st of September, you use August. You understand? There's not any point in putting it earlier. You just want to get before it with a month. Because somebody might have been fooling around with it for several days, you see, before it was actually found, or might have been ticked, it might have been written down on a list, might have been this, it might have been that, see. So you just try to scoop it in. And your actual action that you use on something like this is to put the date of the month before it was found in as a whole date. It's just a month, you see. You say, since that month, on the goal, whatever the goal is, has anything been the 17, now 18, prep check buttons of October 1st, AD 12, 3GA, listing by Tiger Buttons, 114 new lines for listing. It was the one on the bottom of the page of that bulletin. These buttons are as follows. Suppress, invalidate, be careful of, suggest things to, withhold from, protest about, hide from, reveal things to, make a mistake about, assert things to, change or alter, damage, withdraw from, create, destroy, agree with, ignore, and counter button. Oh, that last one made you look up. Counter button. What's the counter button? It's the button you put on the counter, of course. All right, now to this, you could very easily add decided. And you would have a very complete area for prep checking. If you were to add that as a line button, it'd have to be, would decide, or something like that. It'd have to be in there, see, be decide. Who or what would decide, you know, to be something or other. Whatever the goal is. Who or what would decide to catch catfish? Right? The counter button is the opposite button to the goal. And you get this from the PC. The PC's goal is to sniff. And you got to get the counter button. What's the counter button? Well, you're not going to get it any place but off the PC. So you ask the PC, what would be the opposite to his goal? And he says, not breathe, of course. Well, you never would have dreamed up that it was not breathe, but of course it is. So your counter button is not breathe. Let's just be that silly, don't you say? You run it. You say, since August, on the goal to know, has anything not been breathed? Makes sense to him. Got the idea? Supposing his goal was to fly. You say, all right, what's opposite to fly? You know, what's the other side of to fly? And he says, to flop. So your counter button on this prep check begins, and it starts in, just goes on down the line. And finally gets to the last one, is the counter button. Since August, on the goal to know, has anything flopped? It'll make buku sense. Yeah, I'll be very sensible to him. Okay. Got the idea? That's the counter button. Because for sure, that would be the greatest suppression on his goal. Now, supposing his goal, or supposing her goal, or something like that, was to be a lawyer. What's the counter button to be a lawyer? Well, the PC could tell you. the counter button, is to be illegal. Maybe this is what the PC says. So your counter button would read in the prep check question, since August, on the goal to be a lawyer, has anything been illegal? And they will tell you, well, yes, there are illegalities in the contracture, the goals, on session number so-and-so that I had with my auditor and actually failed to live up to the contract because at the end of session, my goal so-and-so had not been attained, and therefore that was an illegal session. You'd be surprised. This will make big sense. Makes big sense for the PC. Everyone who has a goal has a counter goal of some kind or another, but you don't try to assess this thing. You just ask them what it is. You got the counter button. Supposing the goal was to be sane, what's the counter button? Well, of course, it's to be insane, the PC says, or to be crazy. Since August, on the goal to be sane, has anything been crazy? Is that the idea? And they tell you, oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the most psychotic actions ever heard of took place on the part tonight of so-and-so and so-and-so when I tried to tell my friend over the telephone that, and my God, you never got this off as a suppress. You never got it off as an invalidate. You didn't get it off anyone. You've never heard of this phone call before. And there it is, staring you in the face. Now, the way you run this prep check is elementary, my dear Watson. You saw me run two last night, one on an item, one on a goal. As I think you thought that was pretty easy auditing. Didn't you think that was pretty easy to do? Well, actually, it was. It's very easy on the auditor. You just cleaned it as though each question was a rudiment. Fast check. Just a fast check rudiment. You watch this thing, and you say, since August, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? You say, that didn't read. Thank you very much. You go to the next one. Since August, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been invalidated? You get a read. You say, all right, that read, what was that? The PC says, oh, that was so-and-so. And you say, all right. And you watch in the meter, see, always on the meter. Not your prep check style of looking at the PC, asking it, and then re-asking in the meter. Nothing involved, it's just a fast check. See? And you say, since August, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been invalidated? And you clean that, and you go to the next one. And you go to the next one, just in this sequence here. You can add decide if you want. And you go right on through down the line. Include the counter button toward the end. Read the goal. See, this is not tiger drilling. Tiger drilling is a working back and forth. This is more of a prep check or a fast check action. Right? Probably technically it should be called a fast check. It's a goals fast check, but it would be too misleading if you called it that. Now, we'll call it a prep check. So, you come on down to the end, and you say the goal, to catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. Now, actually, all the time, without nerving up the PC, you have been watching the behavior of that gull, because every time you said it, you could see it. You see? And you will see, as you run one of these things, if you don't cleans and misreads, everything applies to this that applies to rudiments. You get right on down to the end of this thing, and you will notice that its read is improving. It's the right goal, and you start right in at the beginning, and you run suppress. Again, and you run invalidate, and you run the whole sequence all the way over again. And you test the goal. And then you go back to the beginning, and you clean them all the way over again. If that goal isn't firing by that time, please. Now, that is an action which can be undertaken at the beginning of a listing session if a goal is not firing well. You understand that? An action will make it fire, because if you try to tiger drill it on the PC forever and hard, the PC gets nervy because you haven't any finite end. The PC sits in for the long haul. The PC's perfectly willing to do this with this goal because it's sort of a long haul. He's going over these things. You tell the PC why you're doing it. And he knows it isn't going to be tested. You get clear down to the end, so he's not nervy about it. That's too far away to make him nervous. And he goes on down to it, and by the time he gets down to the end, he's forgotten why you were doing it. And he'll come back to the beginning of this thing, and so forth. Now I'll give you the next little know-how on this. I'm going to tell you some more about goals here in a minute, how to find goals and what they are all about. But I want to tell you this, polishing goals, because it's quite an important piece of know-how. This doesn't sound like much of a discovery, because it sounds like much of what you've been doing. But I want to point out to you, it isn't quite what you've been doing. All right, now here's the next little piece of know-how. You get down to the end of the thing and you run the counter button and you come back to the beginning and you say, since August, on the gold catfish, has anything been suppressed? And the PC says, oh my God, why are you going into that? You went through it once. Well, now look. The reason the PC sort of blows up at that point is because they consider the answers on suppress they now have to have been missed withholds throughout the prep check, even though they didn't know about them. And so you don't put in your random rudiment. You tiger drill the button the PC objects to. And any time the PC objects to your going over a button, you tiger drill that button. You got it? Yeah. So they answered suppress like a lamb on the second run through. They answer invalidate like a lamb on the second run through. They answer be careful of and suggest, oh, why are you going into this? So you say, on suggest, has anything been suppressed? On suggest, has anything been invalidated? You treat it just like a goal. You could actually, ordinary tiger drills, you could say, suggest, it'll fire. Therefore, it fired, so you go over to the right-hand buttons. On suggest, has anything been invalidated? On suggest, has anything been suggested? See? Rack it back and forth, left and right hand button, pow, 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 pow. It's a fast drill, see? Just ordinary tiger drill, pow, 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 pow. It's clean now. You test it again. You say suggest. Doesn't fire. Doesn't read. You say fine. Thank you very much. Don't go into a lot of preparation. Don't get a French cook's approach to auditing. They have to have out the pastry, and they have to have the rabbit, and they have to have this, and they have to have the watercress, and they have to have the knives stacked up in exactly diminishing order on the board, you see, before they do anything, you know. It drives the PC nuts, you know what I'm saying. You know, you don't go through a lot of ramifications about this thing. It's just, the PC says, you say, all right, since August, you've been going along like a lamb. You say, since August on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suggested? Yeah. You say, thank you very much. Now, on suggest, has anything been suggested? Or suppressed? Or whatever it is. The thing is going to fire, don't you see? You got what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You know how bad this button invalidation and suppression and so forth can get? APC today in Hawsey, London, and some of you are going to laugh. Those that have been listed on lines, refused to run the 114 new lines for listing beyond line 12. So it was impossible. You couldn't do it. And it was no good. You couldn't do anything about it. And the auditor almost went up in smoke. Why? That PC must have every tiger drill button all smoked up, so you do the same action with this, see? Their tiger drill buttons are all haywire. You're not going to be able to do a thing. The only reason they object to tiger drill buttons is when the button itself has got missed withholds on it. So you just straighten up the button. You don't pull missed with holes. You pull a missed with hole, but you pull them with a tiger drill. See? See how you do that. So that ought to keep you out of more trouble than anything you ever heard of. So you start down the line, so forth. The PC says, "Oh, I can't answer this line. I mean, this line is absolutely impossible. Who or what would catfish? I can answer things like that, but who or what would catching catfish suppress?" No, you can't do anything like that. You can't suppress fish. You're already under some pressure. Your answer to that is simply a smile and a pat on the back. And you say, "On suppress, has anything been suppressed?" Get the idea? You can just ordinary tiger drill. You can even go in as elementally as saying, "Suppress, fired. On suppress, has anything been invalidated?" Bang, 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 bang. You get the answers that have been missed, and away it goes. You got the idea? So you could do it on lines, you could do it on the prep check, or anything else. You'll find as time goes on, the tiger drill buttons will be come mushy and invalidated and upset around. People use them kidding around, that sort of thing. You'll find out one of them will go out this way, you see. You have to know how to put them back together again. Well, you can put them back together again in a minute because you can put them back together with the rest of them. Now, some PC says, "I can't stand tiger drilling because it wipes out all my goals." Tiger drilling? It fired. Has anything been invalidated? And it isn't an invalidative action to do that because you'll always find one sitting there. Now, they can act, of course, ARC broken if they have missed with holes in the session. So you always want to put in your random rudiment now and then when you do this sort of thing. Got it? There's the crux of this situation. You can thank your stars that just before the Congress party in Washington, D.C., I came out of my room at 1827 19th Street, Northwest, Washington 9, D.C., saw somebody crying in the hall, and they were very upset, and I was on my way to the party and should have been getting dressed, and Reg, of course, he was already dressed and he was waiting there impatiently, but I knew my responsibilities, you see, and I dragged this person into my room, and I think I did have a pair of pants on, but I was no more formally dressed than that. I sat this character down, and this character had been telling everybody, every place, that she had been PDH'd. So, with a blinding flash of inspiration, I took the words pain, and the word drug, and the word hypnotism, and I just tiger drilled him. And this poor character, after I got all the charge off of those, she still said, "But if I admit that I haven't been PDH'd, then everything I have done to people thinking I had been PDH'd would be an overt." So I said, "If you have been PDH'd, have you committed any overts? If you haven't been PDH'd, have you committed any overts? If you have been PDH'd, have you committed any overts?" And forced her to the final conclusion, which sort of, it wasn't evaluative, it was processing. But she finally had to conclude that if she was or was not PDH, she had committed overts. And she felt much better after that. All right, but that was a lucky break. Because I was suddenly faced with having to do something rapidly in minimal time and still get to the party and so forth. And so I spent, I don't know what, how much was it, 35, 45 minutes, something like that. And I had all of those buttons, all of those words, tiger drilled. See? And I suddenly sat back afterwards, halfway to the party, Reg had been waiting rather impatiently for some time. I suddenly cognited when I was about halfway to the party. Hey, you can tiger drill any word. You can tiger drill tiger drill. You can tiger drill any button. In fact, you can tiger drill almost anything. And it's darn fast auditing. And almost any level of case can do it, provide the words mean something. And Virginia told me she'd been auditing somebody, and she'd been tiger drilling this girl, but the girl was about, must have been 12 or 13 or 14 or 17 or 19, but didn't have too much education and didn't know what suppressed meant and didn't know what invalidate meant. So Virginia would make her go to the dictionary and look it up and then ran it and was being successful. You can imagine such a thing. Well, the situation here is that tiger drilling is very useful. And you should know how to do it. Now, there are two types of tiger drilling. There's tiger drilling to cancel out a goals list until you get to the goal. And that's just ordinary tiger drilling. And you wind up those. You say, to catch catfish, it fired, ticked a little bit. So you say, on this goal, has anything been validated? And that didn't read. So you say, on this goal, has anything been suggested? And that didn't read. And you say, on this goal, has a mistake been made? And that read. So you clean that off and so forth. And you say the goal again. It fires again one way or the other. And you have to conclude then that one of the buttons you just went over has now just been invalidated or something of the sort. So you take a pass over them and then you take off your suppress button. You can't find any action on that. And it isn't firing. You can't find any action on the suppress button. So that's it. That's it. That isn't the goal. See? All goals have a certain amount of charge in them. And the thing has to be charged up somewhat to have an invalidation register. It isn't the PC who is making all that read. See? It's the charge on the goal that makes invalidate and so forth read. Now, I give you this as a little test. Take a phony goal, like to sing songs. Okay? It isn't the PC's goal. There's no charge on it. You say to sing songs. All right, now we're gonna take this goal to sing songs. PC at once thinks, well, hell, that isn't my goal. You read to sing songs, and you get no reaction. You read to sing songs, has anything been suppressed? You get no action. You say to sing songs, has anything on this goal been protested? See? What happened? No, for the goal to read, you had to have a charge. The subject has to be charged in order to read. You should learn that about an e-meter. PCs don't just make everything read. You got that? The read comes from the bank. You'll appreciate that more when you see a free needle and the PC is cussing and swearing like mad and the needle just goes on floating. All right. So naturally, you strike a goal, and you give it an ordinary tiger drill, just coming down the list, and this goal is to mend pants. To mend pants. It's got a tick on it. You say, on this goal, has anything been validated? PC, yeah, I saw it on the list before you came to it, read it upside down. And I saw it on the list, and I thought, gee, that couldn't be my goal. Because it sort of amused me, you know, to mend pants. That's to use artificial respiration, I thought. You get that off. Of course, it had a little tiny bit of charge in it, see? So you say, to even fire that way, it had a little bit of charge in it. So you say then, all right, to mend pants, or you can say almost either to mend pants or has anything been invalidated, don't you see? Because if it's still got an invalidation on it, then to mend pants is going to read again, don't you see? You understand that? So it's almost up to the auditor whether he double cleans everything he gets or reads the goal again. He saves a little time sometime when he just reads the goal again. You understand that about tiger drilling? Well, anyhow, so he reads to mend pants, and it doesn't read. And on the goal to mend pants, has anything been suppressed? And No, not even pants haven't been pressed, so that's the end of that, see? Nothing reads, it's gone. Well, there's no sense in doing anything more than an ordinary tiger drill with this thing. All right, now let's get to a different situation entirely. We say to catch a catfish, and it goes tick. Same tick as you saw before. On this goal, has anything been invalidated? Tick. You clean it. On this goal, has anything been invalidated? No tick. You say to catch catfish. Tick. On this goal, has anything been suggested? You clean that. To catch catfish. Tick. On this goal, has anything been suggested? That's clean. On this goal, has a mistake been made? Tick. You clean that. All right. To catch catfish. Tick. On this goal, has anything been invalidated? Now, you'll run into this sometimes when the goal is charged and the PC knows it isn't his goal and wishes to God he never put it on the list. Sometimes it takes you 12, 15 commands to clean one of those confounded things up. He unfortunately puts on the list to never have anything more to do with Tweety candies. He's thinking all the time, my God, this can't be my goal, see? And he had to keep cleaning that off, some validation. And you better clean it off, man. You clean it up, maybe you're 12 or 15 commands deep, see? Well, that's still by ordinary tiger drill, because obviously what the source of it is. Well, let's say at the end of about 12 commands, you're still doing this kind of thing. To catch catfish. On this goal, has anything been suppressed? Tick. What was the suppression? So-and-so-and-so-and-so. All right, good. To catch catfish. No read. You say, on this goal, has anything been suppressed? Tick. Well, look, you're now in for the only zone where you use Big Tiger. You shift your gears at this point because ordinary tiger is going to take you a long time. So you go shift into Big Tiger on this thing. Anything that you consider Big Tiger is at the moment, it is. But it's at least three buttons on the left and three buttons on the right and any other button that seems to apply, don't you see? You say, now, you're not going to leave this thing until careful of is clean, see? Big Tiger could be distinguished as multiple buttons, and you're not going to leave the goal until both suppress and careful of are clean. You're going to make sure careful of is clean before you leave the goal. Suppress is clean before you leave the goal. In other words, this thing is firing hard enough to warrant some attention. So you just shift into this little bit upper gear. You make sure now that you get this thing tiger drill well. It fires and it doesn't fire and it doesn't do this and it doesn't do that. And maybe you're going to go about a half an hour or so on this confounded goal to get the thing cleaned up and get out of there. Well, you get there much faster if you're doing a Big Tiger rather than ordinary tiger. That's leaving too many things by the boards. You understand? You've almost got all the buttons. There's probably more buttons here than should be in Big Tiger, don't you see? But you could use just those buttons at the bottom of the October 1st bulletin, and you wouldn't go astray. You can clean this thing, and you'll get charge of it off, and you'll wipe it up, and it'll come back in, and you'll get it out, and it'll come back in. Well, you better use quite a few buttons to clean it up. But they're all played back and forth. You're going to leave this thing was to catch catfish, didn't read. On this goal, has anything been suppressed? Didn't read. On this goal, is there anything you've been careful of? Didn't read. You say, oh, all right, we leave it. Get the idea? Now it's perfectly safe. If you wonder, why read the goal again? You'd probably be all right. You understand the use of this? So you shift from an ordinary tiger drill to a more potent drill, and it'll speed up the length of time it takes to clean up some of these rough, tough goals that go above a few commands, you see. Just shift your gears, because there's more of a chance that that is the goal. Therefore, you want to give it the treatment. You want to give it special treatment. Otherwise, you can sweep these goals off at one every 10 seconds, you know. They're going off of that list of the mad rate. You say, to mend pants, no read. On this goal has anything been suppressed? You see. To be a cowboy, on this goal has anything been suppressed? Nothing. Tick. On this goal has anything been invalidated? Tells you, you know, to be a cowgirl, no read. On this goal has anything been suppressed? Out of it. You can get rid of a lot of goals. Then all of a sudden you hit to catch catfish, you know. They look so innocent at first. You tie into them and they go like mad. Well, you just shift into big tiger. Thing looks like it's full of beans and so forth. Give it the business. Otherwise, you're liable to clean it up carelessly and leave the PC's goal behind you. So that's a prevention from leaving the PC's goal behind you. I will tell you a few minor things, a little heart-to-heart talk. By the way, the treatment of an old goal or the prep check of a goal ensues after you have found the goal by Big Tiger. You know, this goal was staying in, so you shifted into Big Tiger and you drilled it and it fires and it doesn't fire and so forth. Your next logical action for that goal is the prep check which I described at the beginning of the lecture. Not endless Big Tiger. You understand? You finally got this goal, so you can say, to catch catfish, fire, to catch catfish, tick, to catch catfish, no tick, to catch catfish, tick. See? You finally got it, so it's saying that. On this goal, has anything been invalidated? No. On this goal, has anything been suggested? No. On this goal, has there anything, any mistake been made? Nothing, no firing pin is firing. To catch catfish, tick. Oh, man. Must be. You see, you've drilled it for half an hour or so. But it drives the PC out through the roof to have endless tiger drilling. PCs don't like endless tiger drilling. Best thing to do is to shift then over to a prep check. But that's when you've decided that it's pretty probable that that's the goal. Pretty probable that that thing's the goal. It sure stayed with the PC. PC sure is interested in it. Gave the PC some somatics and so forth. Ah, well, this looks interesting. Now let's go over into the prep check. So there's 3 degrees of treatment of a goal. Ordinary tiger drill, big tiger, and a goal's prep check, such as I just described to you. See, those are the ordinary, that's routine on a goal. Now I'll let you in on some of the facts of life. These facts of life have been troubling you. PC has goal found in Upper South Amboy. Auditor somehow or another can't be identified. Nothing can be identified, but the PC floats into your vicinity and this goal has been found on the PC. You've already been auditing the PC 4 days before this fact was suddenly revealed. They had a goals assessment in Upper South Amboy. And the goal found was to wrap around the flagpole and spit. Now, you think that is a very silly goal, and so forth. Well, it doesn't matter what you think of the goal. This is one of the goals found on the PC. This is something found on the PC. It doesn't matter what it is, how silly you think it is, or how unlikely, or how likely, or anything else. The likeliness of the goal has very little to do with it. With this simple proviso, that on some of these goals, such as second dynamic goals, which have been misassessed, you have to work harder than you ordinarily would otherwise. You just know that if a second dynamic goal has been found on this PC, of which they would normally be ashamed, that the thing is probably just reading on a fail to reveal. And my experience with those, see, to go to bed with 8 girls at once or something, you know, my experience with these things is they're simply a fail to reveal is the only thing that's making them read. Even those fall under this same heading. Your first action with this PC, now we're talking about finding or proving out old goals, or finding new goals, or what do you do at the end of a dynamic assessment? See, this is actually all mentioned in the bulletin of October 1st, what I'm talking to you about here, right now. Your first action on this is to corral, one, every goal found on the PC, and two, every goal that went out hard. You make a list of those goals in chronological order against the time found, not the goal's occurrence on the track. That you couldn't find. You make your goals found in the order of their finding or their order of their giving the PC trouble. PC suddenly remembers that they tiger drilled on a goal for 9.5 hours, called to prove things. 9.5 hours, and it finally went out. See? All right. It was never announced as the PC's goal. See? Nothing like that. You put it down at the chronological order of its having been found. Now, you just take those goals right from the beginning scratch, and you don't tiger drill them. You don't tiger drill them. You just prep check every one of them, just like I've given you in the beginning of this lecture. And if one is still firing when you run through the first prep check list, you go through it a second time. And if it's still firing the second time, you better find out somebody goofed. Somebody's bypassed the goal. Because the probability is that in cases that have been assessed, that is what happens. The test is this. If every now and then a goal goes out hard on a PC, the probability is the PC's goal has been found and abandoned. You get that little rule. We have this PC, and we got one right here. Every third goal found on this PC goes out. In fact, I had to shoot her down with a cannon barrage. It's to mend pants. They go down the list. They get 4 goals below the last one that was tough. And now they start tiger drilling to mend pants. And it goes on. 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 And finally, the auditor just gets all worn out because it's taking it. It takes 2 sessions to get rid of every 5th goal on this PC. Now, that is a sign that the PC's goal, I've learned this. This for you. That the PC's goal has been found and discarded. That is a sign of that. Another sign of it is the PC was very ARC breaky while finding chronologically listed goals 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. They haven't had smooth sessions. The very probable thing is that it was goal 1 or goal 2. You got that? But very often, they smooth out and are perfectly happy, and they tell you they will surrender the goal, and you've made them cheerful about it all. Very often, that's their mood. But every 5th or 6th goal, they stop you by requiring the next 3 or 4 hours of auditing to drill this goal out. The next goal. You get down the line. It's to keep store. Here we go. See? At the end of an hour, we will be prep checking. And then for the next 3 hours, we will be trying to do something with this goal to keep store. And it finally disappears. And we go down the list 4 more goals, and we have another goal, which is to take a trip to the moon. And that takes 3.5 hours to grind out. Got the idea? No, that's a symptom of the goal is already behind you. The goal has been found. The goal is behind you. Get that? Just take that as an indicator. Not necessarily always true, I don't think, because I haven't seen on too many cases. But every case I have seen that on or have heard of that on, the goal has already been behind. I've already gone by the goal. Now, you take this chronological list. What do you do with this chronological list? What you do with it? That's interesting, because it has to have a prep check. Each one of them have to have a prep check. You'll find out a normal prep check on these things take you from 1 to 2 hours. And you're better off doing a prep check than you are doing a tiger drill, because it'll take you less time to do a prep check than it will to do a tiger drill. And it's more likely that the goal will finish up firing having done this goal's prep check. See? And you go over those things very carefully. You go over them very carefully. Now, we're talking about somebody, of course, that you found sitting on the front doorstep, and they've turned up, and so on. Now, you could go over these goals, each one of them with a prep check, and find the right goal. You could do this. But do you know it might be more economical in terms of auditing to do a dynamic assessment on this PC? Do you see that? Because if you didn't find the goal, there it is, and the goal has been unburdened, so it's more likely to fire. You see. And if you're good at doing dynamic assessments at all, it might be more economical to do a dynamic assessment on the PC and carry the PC through to the bitter end, because you probably have to do one anyhow, because they best understand their goals when a dynamic assessment has been done. But I'm not making this mandatory, don't you see? Because that would be silly. Here's the way you test, and this is just a test. Here's the way you test an old goal. The PC says, well, there was a goal found on me in Upper South Amboy at one time by somebody there, and so forth, and the goal was to catch catfish. And so you say, well, all right. And they want you to take a look at it. Well, of course, you'd be wasting a lot of your time and their time and everybody else's time if you didn't take just a cursory look at the thing. Just give it an instructor's check. But that it didn't fire means nothing. Got it? Even though somebody has checked this thing out with an instructor's check, you know, just done that instructor's check and gotten all the buttons rattled off and called the goal 3 times, you'd be surprised how often that will discover that the old goal was the right goal. See? Or go ahead and list it. You know, checked out. But, if it didn't fire, that doesn't mean anything. You don't discard that old goal just because it didn't fire. Now you're going to audit this PC for blood, see? You're going to get right in there and pitch. You're this PC's auditor. You had better collect all of these goals that went out hard and goals that have been found on the PC. You better make a chronological list of these things, see? And if this PC has had quite a bit of auditing on the subject of and going up the track a ways, you're going to find a lot of PCs like this. Maybe this PC's even had a dynamic assessment, something like that, see? You had better go over this list and prep check each one of those goals in rotation and see if you can't get one to show. Now, what if some other auditor has already prep checked them all? Well, your action is to prep check them all. It isn't because the other auditor was no good, but because these things dive out and recharge and do various things. It isn't that goals can change or anything of that sort. It's just that this is an interesting fact about it, is I have seen goals missed. And then somebody, and last night, was straightening out 4 or 5 cases that had been in the soup around here for some time. I went down and the answers were there, plain to see. They were contained in it. But in actual fact, one of these cases had several earlier found goals. Now let me tell you something a PC will do. We can't get the old goal to fire. We're not going to waste a lot of time trying to get the old goal to fire. Let's go ahead and do a dynamic assessment of the PC. We're not going to spend 15 hours trying to get an old goal to fire, you understand? Let's do some auditing. This comes under the rule, given the PC auditing, see? Let's see, you checked it out, it didn't seem to check out, instructor's type check, see? It didn't seem to check out. Don't spend too much time on it, because you may be grooming up this dead horse and polishing his saddle, you know, and wiping out his mouth and combing his mane and so forth. But he's still dead, man. No matter what you do to him, he's still dead. No, your proper action in this particular thing is you check out the goal the PC had, you check out, or goals, maybe there's one or two, and you don't get anything out of them. Let's do a dynamic assessment. Now that's going to make this PC shine, because by doing a dynamic assessment, you tend to pull them out of the horrors and ARC breaks of having had their goal knocked in the head. Give them new hope. That old goal will now fire better because they can understand it. They never did before. It didn't have any item to fire against, don't you see? But you watch for this. Watch your PC like a hawk. When PC do list 1, when PC do list 6, or list 5, or any other list after a dynamic assessment, and if PC slide old goal into list any place, you take old goal, and you prep check, and you find that PC goal. Got in an ARC break with the PC the other day. The PC, this is quite rah-rah. See? I did an assessment as to which list. I do things like this once in a while. Read off all the goal list lines, see which one assesses. And do that one first, you know. That's only if list 6 didn't have the goal on it. List 6 didn't contain the goal, so I assessed. Found out it was list 2. Nah. PC say list 5. Didn't say list 5 on that little assessment. Of course, that isn't a very valid assessment. PC didn't say list 5. I get assessment for list 2. I tried do list 2. PC ARC break. PC very upset. You think this is something intuitive, something deeply buried, something that was hidden from even the PC. Like hell it was. Then it materializes that PC has slipped, all goal has been passed over onto list 5. That's why PC want list 5 done. You get that? A Thetan may look agreeable, but they never quit. So I just took the old goal and tried to make it live again. And it did. And that was that. All right, so that should be very fascinating to you, that there are symptoms and signs here. PC keeps trying to shove this goal at you. You may think, well, a person's just trying to sell this goal. That's right. But now I tell you what makes some goals stay out, and this you must remember, because there's a double prep check on all likely goals. There is another prep check on likely goals. That is, in self-auditing on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been listing buttons? That's the prep check that has to precede your date prep check. Because any goal that's been around for, let us say, 6 months, 5 months, 2 months, something like that, and the PC has known that goal, they self-audit it. Now, they may not just sit down and try to run all the buttons on it and run a full prep check, but they do that too. But they might self-audit it this way. And this is self-auditing, although they don't recognize it as such. They're sitting out at a car stop. They're looking at all the people go by, see? And the goal is to catch catfish. And they say, no wonder I'm always so bored sitting at a car stop, because naturally there are no catfish around here. They're just people. Well, that explains then, this busy, you know. That explains then why I've always been bored at sitting around car stops, and why I've always thought there should be ponds on all properties. Busy. Well, then, I mustn't think about that anymore, because I'm liable to suppress it. Now, I'd better not suppress the goal. Now, there you are. Well, there I've probably suppressed it. I wonder what the suppression was. Busy, 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 busy. And sometimes they just simply knuckleheadedly sit down and try to prep check their own gall. And you can't ever tell it is, because the PC has tremendous interest on this channel. In fact, on no other channel. And they can't keep their attention off of it. And so you get this, in self-auditing. Now, if you want to keep polishing goals up, you can add other things. Enlisting on the gold cat's catfish is another heading. In other words, you've got several headings and approaches, but the two that are absolutely vital to trim up an old goal and get the thing going well is in self-auditing on the goal, and the other is since month before goal was found, has anything on the goal, so-and-so, has anything been suppressed? You have to run those two prep checks. You got it? Now, there's the essence of old goal finding. And you may beat your brains out. You may spend 6, 8, 10 hours trying to get some old goal to read before you turn around and start doing a dynamic assessment. And then you do the dynamic assessment, and then the old goal comes back in and reads. And you say, well, all I did was waste 8 to 10 hours of auditing. And I have now got through doing this now often enough that I don't think it pays. I look back on the backtrack now, and it's getting kind of strewn with dead horses. I've had to learn what are the effective actions with regard to a goal. See? The actualities of existence with regard to goals is the goals are tricky. Dynamic assessments are tricky. The auditor, first and foremost, has to be a good auditor. He has to be lucky, and he has to be clever. But we've got ways and means of making goals read that we never had before. There's no excuse if you listing a goal right at the beginning of a listing session that is going one tick out of 6 calls. There's no sense in that. You should know enough about auditing. And just to do a formal check is sometimes not enough. You have to steer the PC's attention, which after all is the action of an auditor. You say, when is this goal found? This is before you get it prep checked and so forth. When was this goal found? This goal was found in July of 1961. All right, that goal was found then. Now, what session was it found in? Gee, you know, I can't recall. Right there. There's a clue. That's why this goal doesn't read. There's something wrong with that session. Let's go back and find that session. Well, how do we find that session? We can steer the PC's attention to it overtly and say, in that session that found the goal, was anything suppressed? See, and tiger drill it with that wording. Got it? In other words, you can do almost anything with the tiger drill. You're only culpable and you're only in the soup if the goal isn't reading. And you're only ruining a PC if you utterly bury and lose his goal so it can never be found. So anything that recovers the goal is quite legal. Do you recognize that? But I've been working for quite a while here, working on these drills, and I've given you the result of that work in tonight's lecture, and it should give you a very good show. One of the things I must tell you is you must never, never, never leave a goal lying around that has been found, or the PC thought was their goal, on and on and on and on and on through auditing, because it's like dragging buckets behind you when you're trying to go to sea. Supposing now you had, the PC had 6 goals that were found on him or stayed in hard, see? And you found out it was goal number 2 that was the goal, and you got it firing beautifully. Even though it's a little bit distractive to the PC, you explain to the PC why you're doing this, you should also give a fast knockout to Goal 3, goal 4, goal 5, and goal 6, you understand? So at least check those things out and get the principal dash and smash off of them, because they're going to hold you up. The PC's going to be unable to do them well. Quite interesting. A goal half found and butchered up, which isn't the PC's goal, stops the PC from having that ability. It slows him down. Supposing PC didn't have the goal to take the air, and yet it appeared on his list, see, it was on his list, and somebody, it stayed in hard, and somebody tiger drilled it half out, and then finally found out that it was to be an aviator that was his goal. And we just utterly neglected this goal to take the air. Well, for quite a while, the PC will not enjoy going for walks. He'll have to get along, and he'll have to give it a couple of cuffs and smashes, and because it isn't his goal, and he knows it isn't his goal because he got his goal, goes out fairly rapidly, but it should elicit some of your attention. You'd say, well, let's get rid of these other goals so they don't hang up and hang us up, see? Just give them a box and, with a tiger drill, and they seem to be quite flat, and everything's fine. Just leave them. Got it? All right, you're not going to have any trouble getting goals to fire, providing you're willing to take the time to do so. But a one-minute cleanup to make the goal tick once out of five reads isn't good enough. And if you can't tiger drill this thing in an ordinary tiger drill at the beginning of session into reading, you can always prep check it into reading. And if you can't prep check it well into reading, then by George, you'd better change the wording of your prep check to in self-auditing on the goal and so forth. And if that goal is reading a bit better then, and let's move it up into the next category and say enlisting on the goal, so and so. And you've got many ways that you can handle this particular type of action, depending to a large extent on how the PC has handled the goal and how long the goal has been found and so forth. But getting a goal to read after the goal has been found, or getting an old goal to read adequately, requires very slippy auditing. In fact, probably requires better auditing than finding a goal in some cases. The re-finding of a goal is sometimes much more rugged than just finding one fresh, because now you have all the hurdles. I find out almost uniformly that PCs know what their goal was and knew at some time in the past what their goal was, and were very ARC broke when they lost that goal. And if you know how to put that goal back together again, of course with the prep checks and stuff I've been giving you in this lecture, you'll find out your PC is very happy about the thing, and the goal will fire. People do know their own goals. I would never give a PC a goal who didn't cognite on the fact that it was his goal. A lot of symptoms go along with this, don't you see? I revive now a lot of old goals. I'm getting to be a specialist in it. I'm getting to be more of a specialist in the revivification of old goals than in the finding of new ones. Because people who come around to me, I busily work my brain to the bone, you see? Finding the new goal, see, and I've just got my fingers on this new goal, and we've just started to tiger drill it, and boy, is it going out hard when I look down the list, four below it, and I see the PC's old goal has been slipped back onto the list. So I tiger drill out the goal that I'm working on, and then I start working on the old goal, and now that a dynamic assessment has been done, it now fires like crazy. This seems, in the last month, to have been my lot, PC after PC. Do a masterly job, absolutely clever, lucky, everything, just beautiful, you know? All set up for a brand new goal, obviously goal number one on the list, perfectly fits the PC utterly, and then the PC says to you, do you know that that first goal is the exact ending of my old goal? Well, that's fortune. Well, there it is. There's a lot to know about goals and their behavior. This is actually the first time I've talked to you about it. I'll be talking to you more about it, but in actual fact, I've given you in this lecture the bulk, if not all, the things known about it, this subject. Thank you very much.